Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. We are here with three state champion softball players, Emma Eakoff, Katie Sheckel, and Abby Melvin, your all-tournament team members. And Emma, what a moment. This is huge. Obviously, Cinderpella, you guys have been coined. Here you are. Just what does this mean? What does this moment mean to help this team win its first ever state title?
I mean, it means everything. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of everyone. I keep crying every time I hug someone because I'm so, like, just happy. And this amount of support that we have here is actually insane. And I'm just so happy and so proud of everyone on the team today.
Katie Sheckel, this team battled all the way to get to this point. A month ago, there was obviously some tough games in there, but you girls regrouped and put it all together. What were the biggest keys to just staying calm out there, knowing North Polk was so good?
Yeah, you know, we've played them before, and we know that they're a good team, but just knowing that we have each other's backs and that we're always going to be there for each other and playing for each other is really what helped us. We always talk about how we're playing against a ball, not another team. We're just playing the game, and we're having fun playing it together, and I think that's what really helped us get through this game and take the win.
And Abby, just, it was going to take someone else on this team, right? Obviously, so many players contributed here, and you had a couple of huge hits in this game, scoring the first run and then having an opportunity to drive in a couple. What was it like in those moments, and how did you rise to the occasion?
I think it's, like Katie said, just the encouragement, and everyone believes in each other, and I think that's really what helped. And it helps with people on base, and, like, I knew I needed to go up there and do something, and it just, I prayed probably 25 times during this game, and I really think it's just the glory of God. And I just, this team is incredible, and everyone on it, and just, like, the encouragement from everyone, like, it's incredible.
Emma, you were an eighth grader here in Fort Dodge, and whoever would have thunk this is the journey back with the Eagles and now here with the Dutch, and obviously you get a chance to win a championship. How exciting is it to see your journey of growth here as a softball player and to have it capitalized with this enormous win?
I mean, it's crazy to think about where I was 4 years ago versus where I am now. If you would have told me 4 years ago this is where I would be, I would say you're absolutely insane. But I'm just so happy to be here. I'm so happy to have this team and have my best friends playing with me, and I'm just, yeah, no words, just pure bliss.
Katie Sheckel, you are the busiest athlete I think I've ever covered. Four-sport athlete, club in between, and here you are, a state champion. How special is this to finally get one, knowing you've been so close in volleyball and other sports, and to be able to celebrate with this group?
Yeah, well, we really wanted this. We came into this whole postseason tournament, everything, knowing that we just really wanted to go get wins, and we wanted to keep winning, and it's just been so much fun, especially being so close in volleyball. It's really special to get this opportunity and to get the win, to win the championship. It's actually crazy. It's crazy.
Well, yeah. And Abby, the road here was so tough. Four ranked teams, including number one. What was it like just building game after game after game and growing in confidence, knowing that you guys ultimately did belong here?
I think we all had extremely good mindsets the whole time. We knew Ben always told us, like Sheck said, we just need to go out there and play the game and not the team. And it's just, we went out there and we knew we had nothing to lose. And I think that really helped us. And we all worked so well together. And I think it's just the chemistry. And we spent so much time together. And I just think that really helped bring this team together. And that's why we're in this position today.
Emma, you've played softball your whole life. You were in tears so much hugging people here today. What does it mean to be able to share this with so many people that are so meaningful to you? We talked about it in our Let's Get to Know interview.
1 second. I'm just so happy to end my high school career with this and with my best friends. And I'm just so grateful to have the community support this whole season, and especially today with everybody showing up. It means so much, and there's no other way I would have wanted it to end.
And Katie Sheckel, we've talked about it. She's your best friend, and you get to be a part of that, and you got to help her be a part of this journey. How cool was it, especially for a senior like Emma and the senior class, to send her off to Florida with a championship trophy?
I mean, it's really hard for me to know that this is our last time playing together. It's going to be really hard for me next year coming back, but we have a really special team. We have a lot of people returning, so that'll help a lot. But we're definitely going to miss you. But I'm so glad we could go out this way and get the big win for you, too.
Well, and Abby, on a lighter note, Katie said it beautifully. There's a lot of girls' backs. Pella softball's on the map. I know you're a track girl, too. How excited are you for your senior year? An incredible senior class coming up across all athletics.
I think it's so exciting, but we're all obviously going to miss Emma so much. We've gotten so much closer throughout this season, and although she's going to be gone and leaving, I think our senior season is going to be really exciting, knowing we left off with this and just first practice next year. I think it's going to be really exciting and fun.
Emma Eakoff, Katie Sheckle, and Abby Melvin, all tournament team state champions. Ladies, congratulations.
Thank you.